Belief in miracles. Everybody believes in at least one miracle, even people who say they don't believe in miracles. Hey, Jim Schultz here for F-Cubed and livefcubed.com. And in our world today, the Bible is very often put on the defense when it comes to, you know, supernatural claims, the miracles that Jesus performed, and all that stuff. In fact, there was an exchange that Christian apologist Frank Turek had with this woman, this really intelligent woman with some amazing questions that speaks exactly to what I'm talking about here. So let's take a look.
It's the thing that makes the Bible unbelievable are the miracles that are in it.
Okay, so you have a philosophical presupposition against miracles then?
Not necessarily. I guess I don't know what that means.
What, meaning you're ruling out miracles? Anything that has a miracle in it, you won't believe?
Well, you want to say the ancient world. You want to probably, Caesar, I can believe what I read about him because he doesn't claim to do miraculous things.
That's what I mean by a philosophical bias.
Okay.
You're ruling out miracles. And to be honest with you, you're probably on the side of most scholars. Most scholars will say, look, if it's got the miraculous in it, I can't believe it. The problem is the miraculous is possible because the first verse of the Bible appears to be true. There appears to be a God. Then the miracles are possible.
You're reading the first verse of Genesis with your Christian eyes. You're not reading it in historical context. But also the, Quran has miraculous claims.
What do you think the proper interpretation of the first verse of Genesis means? What is it?
I don't know, but I'm not... I can tell that you're reading it with your Christian lens.
All it says there was a beginning, right? That God created the heavens and the earth.
Well, I mean, technically, was it a beginning or was the universe just in a different state? Was it just in a different form?
Well, it says there was a beginning.
The Bible does.
Yes, and science, the scientists.
Currently, including
Einstein, is saying that the universe had a beginning through his theory of general relativity.
Maybe this current state of the universe had a beginning.
Man, some really great questions that woman had. I mean, a lot of questions were kind of baked inside of that one central question that she had. And it was really interesting to watch kind of Frank Turek get going with his response because he got started. And then I think he even realized like midway into it or even as he just got started with his answer, like, man, there's a lot to unpack here. So I think I'm just going to direct her to my book, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, which is an excellent, excellent book, by the way. But I actually wanted to stop and comment on one thing that she brought up, kind of the main central thing that she brought up, believing in miracles. And to be fair, I mean, there's some wild claims of miracles in the Bible. I mean, you've got Jesus walking on water in Matthew 14, verses 22 through 23. You've got Jesus calming the storm in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. You've got Jesus healing the sick, which is all over the place in the Bible, but like Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. I mean, you've got Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead in John 11, verses 38 to 44. And of course, you have Jesus himself being resurrected, which is essentially the whole Bible. So I understand the difficulty and the hesitation when it comes to believing in the miracles that the Bible claims. But one thing that I think is often overlooked in these types of dialogues and these types of exchanges, which Frank Turek kind of got into this a little bit with that woman in the clip, is everybody believes in miracles. Everybody believes in at least one miracle. It isn't just Christians or Jews or whoever. Even my atheist friends who believe we were all just once, you know, single-cell amoebas floating around in the primordial soup of, you know, goop and poop for billions and billions of years, and then slowly evolved into intelligent human life form. I mean, incredible minds like Nobel Prize winners, brilliant mathematicians, and Instagram influencers. I mean, that's possible. That could be how this all got started. That could be the origin of life as we know it. It's possible. But let's not skip a step here. From an atheist worldview, where God did not create the universe because there is no God, then you don't have a need for any supernatural miracles or, you know, biblical miracles or faith-based miracles. That's absolutely true. But the universe was still created. And so if God didn't do it, then who did it? Or what did it? How did we get here? Right? I mean, the entire universe exploding into being out of nothing? I don't know how you define miracles. I don't know how you define miraculous. But I'm pretty sure nothing turning into all of this is pretty darn miraculous. So regardless of, you know, what you believe in, the God of the Bible, the God of the Quran, the God of some other religion, or no God at all, the reality is this. If science is right and the universe had a beginning, then the simple fact that we are here at all is evidence of at least one pretty miraculous event. The creation of the universe itself, however it happened. All right, guys, I appreciate you guys so much for investing in my content and checking out this video and all those things. Let me know, what did you guys think about this video? What did you like? What did you not like? What did you agree with? What did you not agree with? What challenged you? Like, drop it below in the comments. I would love to hear it. And of course, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the channel, and I will see you guys next time.